inviting us to notice our body, coming back to this body, the power of this body. And in order to realize and recognize the power of the body, we have to come back to it, to reacquaint ourselves with this body. So let's do that by using the breath. Using the breath to come back home, the true home, right here, right now. And we do so by following the breath, not controlling the breath, simply following it. And so we notice the breath coming in from the nose, making its way into the chest. And the breath for you may stop right in the diaphragm. It may not go into the belly. And that's fine. And for those of you who have your breath going into the belly, that's fine as well. Just let that breath, what we call the belly breath, let it take its time. And as we breathe out, we notice wherever it's coming from the belly, from the diaphragm, to the throat and out the nose. And just like this, we come back home. We drop the discursive thinking mind. Just for these moments, and focus our attention on the breath, using the breath as our vehicle to bring the mind back home to the body. Breath in, nose, into the chest, maybe into the belly, and breath out, belly, chest and nose. We begin to notice this breath as we come back home to it. Is it a long breath? Is it a short breath? Does it seem quick? Is it a quick in and out breath, or does it have a length to it? Is the breath in shorter than the breath out? And where does it go? Where do you feel this breath when you breathe in? Do you feel it in your throat? Do you feel it in your chest? Maybe the expansion of the chest wall? Maybe you feel it with the belly distending. Maybe you feel it under your nose as you breathe in warmth, just under your nose. And we're noticing the sensation of the breath. So we might use words to name the sensation. That's okay. We want to dip into the sensation. What does it feel like in the body when we notice the breath as it distends or contracts the body in its movement? And this allows us to begin to drop into this body and begin to notice, becoming more intimate with the body. And in doing so, becoming more aware of our power, the power of this breath. As we continue to notice the breath, we can notice the sensation in the chest area, the right side of the chest and the left side, the belly, noticing any areas of tension or tightness, or maybe there's warmth or cold. Just getting used to noticing with the breath. We can bring this awareness of the breath into the whole body. And we do so simply by continuing with this breath in, this energy of the breath in through the belly, and let it extend further down into the pelvis and down the thighs, down the legs, into the feet, the toes. Bringing this awareness of what's there. What are the sensations we notice when we bring this awareness to these areas? Is it neutral? Is it painful? Is it pleasant? And we continue this body awareness with the breath. Allow the breath to come in the body, maybe from the nose into the throat, and continue to the back of the neck, across the shoulders, down the arms, into the fingertips. And again, noticing what's there. Dropping into the body. This power of noticing so we know what's there. Knowing what's available for us in any one moment. Right here in this body, in this mind, in this heart. Using the breath to help us come back home to our own power that we often forget. This power of the breath. And we continue to extend this full body awareness with the breath by bringing the breath awareness gently from the back of the neck down the back body, down to the tailbone, and gently up the back of the neck, across the head, around the forehead and the eyes, and the nose and the mouth, and the jaw. Noticing what's there. What's there to be taken care of? noticing the spaciousness that may be in one part of our body, so we can share that spaciousness with the other parts, reuniting right here in the body. Reconnecting right here inside. Rebuilding beloved community right here in this body. So we can bring that same energy outside. First, we need to notice, heal and rebuild right here inside. This is our power. Waking up in here. Noticing with the breath. Deep breath in from the nose into the chest. Allowing the breath out. And just like that, following the breath, a simple action, staying with the breath from the nose into the throat, into the chest, maybe the belly. Staying with the breath out from the belly, the chest, and the nose. And continuing like that. And when the mind becomes distracted with thoughts about the projects and the regrets of something from yesterday, you can just kindly let it know that right now it's time for the breath. Just that. And let the thoughts go, put them down. And come back to the breath. Say power. What comes into your body? What do you notice in your body when I say power? You notice any tension or any tensing in a particular area? Or maybe there's an opening. Maybe there's heat or cold. let's take care of that. If it's a tension that gets noticed with this word power, let's bring all that energy of care, that spaciousness you might have noticed in one part of the body. Let's bring it to that area of tension that you may have noticed, and take care of it. And that means being there for it. That means letting it know I'm here for you. Maybe we're afraid of power. Maybe it brings up fear. Maybe it brings up anger. Let's notice in the body where that rests, where that lives. And let's invite in the care and the groundedness, the strength, the ancestors, the elements, to take good care of that area. Embrace that area with warmth, with solidity, and with gentleness. The word power brought up for you an area in your body that was more spacious or open or felt invigorated perhaps or grounded, or maybe it opened up an area that connected you to ancestors, reminded you of someone or someone in your family who you learned a lot from. Notice where that is in your body. Notice what the sensation is. What does it feel like? And let it spread throughout the entire body. Bring into our awareness, our mind's eye, and our heart space true power. The power of confidence in ourselves to be on a path of practice that brings us true freedom, so we can enable and help with true freedom in the world. This power of our confidence to do that. The power of the energy, the diligence to continuously bring into mind and heart and action the right actions, the right speech, the positive liberatory ways of work and play. And the energy to always turn toward that which heals us and frees us, and to turn away from that which hinders our freedom. That true power. And the power of awareness and mindfulness to be present in everything we do, so we can notice if we want to continue to do it or if we want to try something else. And the power of concentration that allows us to stay with what it is that we feel is right and true. And the insight, the power of insight that comes from all this. The insight that comes from being present with what's there, focusing in, and the spaciousness that allows us the clarity. That helps us see our own wisdom that's already right there inside of us. That power that's all there already. These five spiritual powers that we have the ability to practice with every single day. By coming back to the breath, by reclaiming our true home. Our very powerful presence.